And some bikes?
Okay.
You want me to warm it up?
No.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hello.
I was about to call you.
How's it going, Paul?
It's going quite well. Happy Monday. How's your day going?
Excellent. Doing good.
Good. So, David, I was going to give you a call. I know that I wanted to answer any questions you might still have.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to call you earlier. I got stuck on a long phone call. Been kind of a crazy morning.
Sure.
Did you have any other questions for me?
So I just wanted to kind of update you on everything.
Perfect.
So I did get the business name registered for the Colorado Deck Builders and
okay.
Did get the .com purchase and the website like started. It's
okay.
You know, right now it's just a single page and everything, but it has the contact information and that kind of stuff. So it's
right.
Functional and ready to
yeah.
collect
perfect.
Perfect. Contacts and things like that.
Okay.
So I was looking into, you had mentioned something about a phone number,
uh-huh.
a separate phone number for the business.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that for you and it's included at no additional cost. We can list a separate phone number for your business that would forward to your existing phone.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
And then,
yeah, I started looking at the Google Voice, and
right.
I just get it gave me a random phone number.
Oh, you do have a number.
I just haven't used it before.
Okay.
I just did that just before we talked, just in the process of trying to move
get
things
it.
Along.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I just haven't used Google Voice or anything like that before.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar with it, but I did
right.
just go ahead and, figure
okay.
out
a
phone number.
And then the number that we're speaking on is still going to be the best number for us to reach you, not
yeah.
for your business,
yeah,
but the best
sure.
number to reach you. And then what is that new Google Voice number to promote for the business?
Let me pull it up right now.
Sure.
Let's see. Send... It's 970-775-8830.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've got 970-775-8830.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the domain for the Colorado Deck Builders? Is it just ColoradoDeckBuilders.com?
I went with CODeckBuilders.com.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Perfect.
So, yeah, the Colorado one was like $600, and I felt like this one was a little shorter and to the point. So
yeah.
I feel like it was a good investment.
Perfect, for sure.
Yeah.
And then, I'm pulling it up now. So, yeah, work in progress, but you still got some information on there already. All the things that we talked about before. Decks.
Mm-hmm.
Still got, railings, pergolas on there too. Nice. Got a gallery started.
Sure.
People can see that. Looks good. And then
come along.
You've been busy. right, looks like it. And then still no physical address, obviously. We're not going to promote any address. No one's going to ever come to you. You're always going to be going out to them.
Yeah, we don't have a shop or anything like that currently.
Right.
Maybe in the future we'll be able to have a storefront, but
if that ever changes, let us know. But in the meantime, Google's not going to want us to list a physical street address. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you're just going to be listed city and state, and no physical zip. And especially not that street address. And did you have any questions?
Sure.
Any other questions still?
And then what about the Google My Business? I was in the process of...
Of getting PIN verified?
What about the Google Business Yeah, because I already have it for night and day services, but, I was just looking at it and it asked about contact information. I remember we said we needed a phone number, so I got a phone number, but I haven't registered the Google Business listing yet.
No problem. We would be able to do that for you. And again, we'll set that up with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access on that. And is the best place to have that PIN card sent, is it the 13203 Holly Street?
No. It's I have a different address.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's an old address, actually.
Oh, that's an old address in Thornton. You're in Evans now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
80241, the zip?
80260.
260. Okay. And what is the street address?
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you wrong. Let's just start with the address. Ready?
Yeah.
It's 3508 15th Ave.
Okay. And that's in Evans.
Evans, Colorado.
Population
80620.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then the email address I have is the homeservice303@gmail.com. Is that still the best email for us to contact you?
Yeah, I think so. I just set up one for the deck builders, but,
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the best one to get in contact with me.
Yeah, and that's really what we'll be using it for. We're not going to be promoting it anywhere. Contact you, phone, text, email. For longer pieces of information, sure. Something we want you to have for your records, we'll definitely email it out to you. But a lot of times we'll just be able to call you or send you a quick text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of them, I guess.
All of them.
Email is the best for long communication, and then if it's something that just needs a quick response, text messages are really good to...
Perfect,
Hey, heads up, we need...
Exactly, and it is always going to be the method most appropriate for the information, so certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll definitely email it out to you, but yeah, most of the time we'll just send you a quick text message or give you a phone call. Okay. Now, I know that we had talked before about, billing date and, pushing out future billing and things like that. I did want to, of course, give you the follow-up call today. Are you ready to get things started today?
Yeah. I'm ready to get going on everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the project I was going to start on this week, the tile's about 2 weeks out, so I'm definitely... I would be able to start getting estimates in right away.
Perfect. Nice. Yeah. And again, you're going to get those phone calls. You're going to be able to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And you're definitely wanting to take on both residential and commercial work, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Gotcha. And again,
we've got insurance for that stuff.
Nice. And then it's going to be that flat rate. Again, we're applying a legacy rate, being that you're over 10 years in business. And that rate will always apply. It will never go up on you. It is, again, the fixed flat rate, the $199, and there's just the reduced setup fee, the one-time setup fee reduced from $299 down to $99. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar, and I will be scheduling a follow-up call from our technician. We call it a client interview. That's where we dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of your website, information that I've got, just to make sure that we know the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. And we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, to secure the listing for your business is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer, David. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are reducing both the subscription cost and that setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, David. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Colorado Deck Builders.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
David Lesperance, owner-operator.
Okay. And as the owner and operator of Colorado Deck Builders, David, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, David, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. David, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are asking because of all the content that we'll create for you. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. David, that's fair enough.
Right. That sounds good.
Perfect. Yeah, Mr. Lesperance, we will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Okay? Now, with the reductions in the cost that I'm providing here, the reducing of the setup fee as well as the subscription, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 7th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which again means that there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind, no lead generation fees whatsoever, and it is a fixed rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not even by a penny. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, it is offered at will, which means that you can stop at any time or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. David, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lesperance, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. David, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, David?
Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both?
Both.
And mm-hmm. that's not for Colorado Deck Builders, though, on that card, right?
Oh, no. It's David L'Esperance or Night and Day Services.
Okay. And you said David L'Esperance. No middle initial on that particular card?
Actually, this one's listed as, Jose David L'Esperance. Okay. David is my middle name that I've always gone by.
You've always gone by David? Okay, but this one says Jose David on that card. Okay, no problem.
Yes, sir.
And then you said that was a Visa card? I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Sure. It's 4427 4250.
Okay.
6481.
Yes, sir.
3559.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0926.
09 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
186.
186. So I've got 186, 186 on the back, September or 09 of 2026. And then the card itself was at 4427, 4250, 6481, 3559.
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card the one on 15th Avenue or a different address on that particular card?
Yeah, it's the one on 15th.
It is, 80620.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, yes, David, sir. In about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, let me see.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I got a pen in hand. I guess I can just write it down.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. David, that's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your client interview. Now, you do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, although it's a little bit short notice, I think I can get you in at 11 o'clock if you like, and then the last available would be 4 o'clock. Did you want that 11?
No, 11 is fine.
11 is fine? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 11 until 12. The call itself is going to take about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that phone call. The call itself would get you just a few minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 11:30. There's not enough time for you to receive a reminder email. Usually the reminder email goes out an hour prior, but we're within that hour already. I will, though, send you a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite really is more for your records, so you don't have to respond to it. The calendar invite, though, is going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. It is going to have your username, which is actually just the phone number that we're speaking on. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Just the number itself. So it's going to have your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username, which, again, are basically the same thing. The support email is the catch-all for everything related to your account, and you can send anything and everything there. You will, in the client interview, be given the photos@localsplash.com email address. That's to email the photos team directly, but like I said, anything and everything can be sent out to the client support email and just get forwarded to the right department. Other than that, did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited. Your website's already looking great.
Sure,
as
sure.
You continue to make changes, it'll be our job to keep it front and center on that first page, get your phone ringing, and we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Okay. Now, Mr. Lesfranc,
that sounds great.
It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in about a half an hour or so. Always a pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you too, Paul.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thanks again.
Have a good one.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.